Good morning and good afternoon, everyone. It's Julie Harris, and this is a little bit of a mindset call. It's called Controlling Your Environment. So this is something that affects you every single day. And, you know, sometimes these things sound like, oh, that's, you know, I've heard that before, or that's a common, you know, element. Question is, what are you doing about it? Okay, so controlling your environment in real estate and really in life. So start taking notes now. We're going to cover quite a bit of ground here. The ideal office environment consists of some very simple things. And the point of this call is to make you more powerful, more productive, get more profit into your pocket, and surround you in an environment that allows you to get there. Just makes sense. So the ideal office environment consists of you, your computer, and your headset. If you don't have a headset, get a cordless phone and a headset. Noise canceling is always a good thing. Okay, so that's something that each and every one of you needs to do. Why a headset? So that you can have your hands free to type, to write, etc. Okay, kind of the basics. All right, everything else in your office must fill one of three roles. Are you ready? Write it down. Must either, number one, inspire you, number two, focus you, or number three, support you in some way. So inspire you, focus you, or support you. You have vision boards on the wall, which, you know, vision boards, goal boards, et cetera. Okay, we used to call them goal boards. And those goal boards, or maybe one board that covers everything, covers five areas of your life. And this is something that we cover in the treasure map, which is realestatetreasuremap.com. And this is something that can guide you throughout your entire life. Every single year, Tim and I do new boards based on these five areas of life. You do this, and you know where your focus is, and you have a tough day in real estate, you remind yourself, gosh, why am I even doing this anyway? Oh, it's because my goals are this, this, and this. So your five areas of life. And some of you guys have heard this before, but the question is, what are you doing about it? My top producing graduate students at Harris Real Estate University, the superstars that you hear on the superstar interviews, if you haven't listened to those in a while, just go to the blog, realestateinsidernews.com. That is, there's a superstar button at the top. All of them do this. So if you want to have what they have, which is lots of money, for being honest, that is the goal, right? Not just getting by. You can do that, you know, working at the grocery store. If your goal is to earn more money, do what the top producers do. I guarantee you each and every one of them uses these five areas of life. Ready? Physical. That's number one. Number two, financial. Number three is spiritual or mental. Number four is family, and number five is educational. Okay, what do most agents do? They just think about the financial now and then, and somehow miraculously you guys get your bills paid, and you luck out because right when you're about to, say, lose your house, you get a big deal put together. Or for those of you who are more advanced than that, you know, your overhead is eating you alive, and finally somehow something comes together and you don't actually deal with the real issue is you're only thinking financially all the time. And so you have this sense of being, quote, out of balance. First of all, balance is a myth. Nobody who is success-driven, goal-driven, and focused has balance in all areas of their life. The point of having these five areas and having specific goals in each is so you can be working towards that balance regularly. So it's normal, you know, if somebody, let's say somebody's main driving force is physical, right? They're a bodybuilder, they're competitive, maybe they're an Olympic athlete, whatever the case may be. They're out of balance, guaranteed, in some other parts of their life. But if they're conscious of it and working on it, then they are driven in that direction, okay, versus saying, oh, God, I feel out of balance, I can't get to work today, okay? So some lack of balance is normal for people who are, you know, successful. So physical, financial, spiritual or mental, family and educational, okay? If you like those positive statement scenes with action words in attractive frames, buy some of those, alternate them with the seasons, do something inspirational on your walls, okay? So mainly what I want you to do is have this goal board taken care of. You can do it based on the results of your treasure map, physical, financial, spiritual or mental, family, and educational. So a physical goal, the difference between a dream and a goal, a dream is just something, you know, gosh, it'd be nice to be in shape. Okay, that's just a dream. A goal is a dream with an action plan. So to give you an example of a physical goal, okay, a physical goal might be something I post on my wall where I find a model that I want to look like, okay? So she's in really good shape, and I like her hair, and I like how she dresses, whatever the case may be. Now I've got a little picture of her there, okay? And then next to it, it goes, all right, well, what's the difference between how she looks and where I'm at? Well, maybe I need to lose 10 pounds. Okay, well, right now that's just a dream. I got to lose 10 pounds. How are you going to do it? Well, here is my action plan behind it, and it actually says this on my wall, that I go to Pilates 5 times a week, that I go on walks every single afternoon, that I, in addition to that, I'm on the treadmill at least 2 times a week. Here's how I'm doing it. Here's where it is in my schedule. So it states the goal. Why do you want to do it? Well, I want to have a healthier heart. I want to look better. I want to be in good shape. I want to live a long time. I got stuff I want to do, right? Okay. How am I going to do it? Well, I'm going to do this, this, and this. When am I going to do it? I'm going to do it this way. Okay. So that would be a physical goal. A financial goal. Okay. Financial goal is not just, I want to make more money. Everyone says that. Okay. I want to make more money. No, a financial goal is I want to save 90 days of reserves in a dedicated savings account that does not have a credit card attached to it, a debit card attached to it. It is clearly, specifically, savings. Why? Because I need to have that peace of mind. Maybe the real estate market changes again, and I don't want to be caught in I don't want to be a speed bump, right? Okay, so a dream is, I want to make more money. A goal is, I want 90 days of reserves. Well, how much is that? Well, okay, so reserves, maybe bare bones reserves is $5,000 a month. So I need to save $15,000, which is 90 days of reserves, by a certain date in a certain way in this account. Maybe I want to have a box of cash, however you want to set it up, okay? So that is the goal, but it's not quite a goal yet because we don't have a specific action plan. So here's my action plan, okay? I'm going to give myself 6 months to build a 90-day reserve kitty, and I'm going to do it this way. I'm going to save 10% of every commission check that I make over the next 6 months. And so that means in order to get those 90 days of reserves and pay my monthly bills, I need to be doing X amount of transactions per month. If you are routinely doing 3 deals per month, maybe the new goal is 4 deals per month, and you save everything from the 4th deal after paying your taxes, of course, right? So you've got to actually have some action behind this. It's not enough to just say, it'll be nice to make more money. Well, no kidding, okay? Make it an actual specific action plan, spiritual or mental. You know, I have a coaching client that was raised kind of without religion, so to speak, and his spiritual goal was to decide what he wanted to follow. So what he's doing is every weekend he goes to a different church, mosque, synagogue, whatever he can find. And he's kind of sampling different religions, so to speak. And at the end of the year, he's going to see what felt right to him, which I thought was a pretty cool goal. He came up with that on his own. Family, okay, one of mine is call my mom every week. We live in different states. I don't see her all the time. Call my mom every week. Okay, how am I going to do it? It's actually in my calendar. It's a pop-up. Okay, family. I've had clients say they want to have 3 kids, and here's when they're going to have them. Okay, family could also be family vacations. It could be eating dinner with your family every night at a certain time, or 3 times a week. Okay, educational. How about this? Do your coaching homework every week. I'm not going to elaborate on that one because that's pretty self-explanatory. Okay. Point is, control your environment. So that is your goals wall. There's 4 walls in your office. 1 should be dedicated to goals. If you can't find enough office space or you're sharing an office or whatever the case may be, dedicate part of a home office, a wall in your house, a door in your house, whatever the case may be. I've got stuff all over my office personally. Okay. So the next wall is dedicated to your work. If you desire 100 sales this year, your first whiteboard will be 1 to 100 written down the side. Across the top, you're going to write the address, the source it came from, like sign, call, center of influence, past client, etc., what price it sold for, the close date. This is your done deals board. If your goal is to do 24 deals, it's 1 through 24 on that wipe-off board. Okay? Have one color for listings and one color for buyers. This is the ultimate dream board because it pays for everything else. Okay? Your business supports your life. Too many agents have their lives supporting their business because they haven't become clear on the impact of their environment. Goal setting, visually posting their desires, and creating the environment which actually promotes success. And I know that you know what I mean. Okay? All right, so your done deals board. If the goal is 36, you better have 36 written on your board and be filling them in as they close. Okay? So next we're going to think about, you know, your, for example, your spokes. You should have your wheel of spokes posted on your wall. Where do your deals come from? Where do you claim they come from? What are you building? Okay? So I have a client that has a wagon wheel drawn, and all of their existing predictable spokes are in black. This is a solid spoke. They have a dollar sign in the middle of the wheel. They have a black spoke for, in his case, it's past clients and investors. These are two very predictable setup spokes. He has a green spoke for spokes that he is creating, okay, which are, I believe, for sale by owners and expireds, and then a couple of marketing campaigns. They're posted to remind him what to do about it. If you're saying that your business is supposed to come from expireds, it's not going to happen on its own. You look at that posting of your spokes, you go, ah, that's something I'm working on. I got to call him today. I got to follow up. I got to do my lead follow-up, okay? So look around right now. I want to ask you a very honest question. Do you want to be in your office? Do you enjoy being there? Are you inspired? Are you motivated? Or do you want to get the heck out of there before something falls on you? You know who you are, those of you who have stacks of crap laying around, okay? And, you know, I got to tell you, there is another coaching company out there that promotes sending stuff to your past clients, which is a great idea. But some of you have bought into that. You have crates and stacks and boxes of all this stuff. Could be calendars, magnets, flashlights, whatever. And it's just sitting around because you haven't lifted a finger to get it out there. Okay? Get it out of your office. It was meant to go to your past clients, your centers of influence, etc. You know who you are. Others of you, mostly my grizzled veterans are very guilty of this, have stacks and stacks of done deal files. And you haven't pulled out the HUD statement to put them in your contact list. You haven't updated your past client files. You'll just get to it someday. You know. So is someday when the stack gets high enough that it crushes you? Okay. So some of you are really good at cranking the deals but not so good at processing and getting rid of the paperwork. So, do you want to be in your office, yes or no? Do you enjoy being there? Are you inspired? Are you motivated? If you are, send me pictures so I can post them in this class and inspire your colleagues. That would be fantastic. I love getting pictures like that, okay? You can send me a before and after shot of your office. Those are fun, too. Julie@myhreu.com is my email address. So next, you got to have a calendar where you track and plan the dates of all direct mail and calls going to past clients, etc. You're going to track what you're sending, when, what you spent on it, what the results are. So for example, you might say, all right, today I'm sending 500 postcards out around my new listing in Brentwood. Okay, so this is my Brentwood listing. I got 500 cards out and I spent $200 on it. Okay, so you're going to write that on your calendar. Then next week when you get a call saying, you know, I got your postcard and I've been trying to do a loan mod. I really need to talk to somebody. Should I do a short sale? Should I do a loan mod? What am I doing? Okay, so then on your calendar you write listing appointment from just listed Brentwood card. Why do you track it this way? Because you're trying to relate effort equals results. If you keep doing postcards and you never get a call from them, you either need to revise your postcard or stop spending money on it. But you don't know that if you don't track it. So you got to have some kind of a tracking calendar. Got it? Okay. So on the same wall as the calendar, another wipe-off board with your active listings. Remember, you must list to last. If your magic number is 20 listings at all times, you must have numbers 1 through 20 on your listing board. These are active listings, not pendings. Active means available for purchase. Okay. Now, The goal is not to have the same 20 listings all year long. So the board, you're going to track listing address, current price, the price you know it should be, the date it expires. This is going to serve to inspire you to price them right in the first place and or get the price corrected as soon as possible if you take it too high. You're also going to know exactly how long you have to sell it since the expiration date will be in front of you. The key is to erase them off the listing board and write them on the sale board as often as possible. I know you guys are smart. You understand that. Okay? So our graduate students have a hot leads board. They figure out how many active leads it takes to get the requisite number of transactions. For example, for many agents, they have to have 5 active buyer leads to count on one that actually writes a contract per week. Other agents that are working on their skills, maybe they need 10 active buyers to get one to pop. Markets and price ranges vary, so track your own numbers and determine your own conversion rates. Okay? All right, so remember, so far we've talked about your dream board wall that we talked about at the top of the call. You are controlling your office environment. Inspired action plus accountability, and the accountability is surrounding yourself with great stuff all the time on your walls, equals success. So write that down. Inspired action plus accountability equals success. Inspired action plus accountability equals success. Remember the saying, out of sight, out of mind? That's how your goals work. So again, any agent could say, oh, my goal is to do 100 deals this year. But how many hold themselves accountable every day to charting the path and tracking their progress? Okay? I know an agent who was, quote, stuck at 50 deals. Nice problem to have, right? The coach asked them how they keep track of their deals. The agent responded, every year we write 1 through 50 on the board. And every year that's exactly what we hit. The coach said, how about you write a new goal of 75? I'm sure you know what the results were. They did 75. Why? Because it forced them to do the things that it takes to get from 50 to 75. Visualization on a daily basis, accountability, etc. Okay, so don't make everything you want to do in life out of sight, out of mind. Your office is where you spend a lot of your time. At least it should be. It's got to be a place of inspiration, accountability, and energy. Write that down. Inspiration, accountability, and energy. Do what it takes to turn your office into a place of passion, enthusiasm, and success, and you're going to find that you're making a lot more money as a result. Okay? So out of sight, out of mind equals no income or not enough, right? Visualization on your wall, inspired action plus accountability equals success. It just makes sense. So if you have any questions, please don't hesitate to shoot them to me in between coaching calls, julie@myhreu.com. And I really want you to take inspired action and implement what we talked about on this call. It should take you a minimum of an afternoon, depends on what condition your office is in. If your office is pretty much what you want, but you're not on your goals this year, then you probably need to revise it, okay? If you can't even find your desk, then we have bigger issues to deal with. So all of you are in different varieties of this type of issue. Send me before and after pictures. That's your homework. julie@myhreu.com. You all have phones that take pictures, so make it easy, okay? Take snapshot before, snapshot after, and I would be happy to share them with other agents in the class to inspire them. Have a fantastic week, everyone. We'll talk to you soon.